This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Ministry says 504 Nepalese arrived Kathmandu from Afghanistan till date. Since 17 August, Health Ministry reports 2,075 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Government prepares to develop BP Kerala Memorial Cancer Hospital into Cancer Research Centre. And India approves world's first DNA COVID vaccine for emergency use. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that 504 Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan have returned to Nepal till this date. And 35 people landed in Kathmandu today itself by a Turkish Air and Jazeera Air. Issuing a statement today, the Foreign Affairs Ministry informed that the task force formed to rescue stranded Nepalese in Afghanistan convened today and discussed the matters of rescue efforts. As per the statement, 317 Nepalese in Afghanistan have registered their names, wishing to come back home. Those who have registered their names for rescue are reported to have been in touch with contact person for the rescue efforts, Suresh Chandra Sharma. And the ministry has also confirmed that the rescue efforts have been underway in coordination with foreign allies that are carrying out rescue flights from Kabul. The returnees from Afghanistan have been kept in the holding center at Samakusi under the supervision of Nepal Army. The ministry said they would be sent home after completing the necessary process and COVID-19 test. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dev has said saving people's lives is the first priority of the incumbent government. Inaugurating Japu Society's Ananda Niketan Bhavan for senior citizens today, Prime Minister Dev pledged to support senior citizens from the state. The Prime Minister also vowed to provide the government's support to run the senior citizen care home. The care home was constructed in the financial contribution of all three tiers of governments, social workers and Indian government. State Minister for Health and Population Umesh Rast has said that National Cancer Institute would be established at Bharatpur in Chitwan. Inspecting the BP Kerala Memorial Cancer Hospital at Bharatpur today, State Minister Srivastava opined that the National Cancer Institute should be set up on its premises as the hospital has already rich infrastructures. State Minister Srivastava's statement comes amid a protest against the government's decision to set up the institute on the premises of Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital. The National Cancer Institute would look after the study and research works of BP Kerala Memorial Cancer Hospital, Bharatpur Cancer Hospital and Sushil Kerala Parker Cancer Hospital. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,075 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Likewise, 2,382 corona patients recovered today itself. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal now stands at 93.3%. Meanwhile, 30 people succumbed to COVID-19 in Nepal, taking the death toll to 10,485. And there are 39,321 reported active cases of COVID-19 across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tele ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, has requested different unions of employees affiliated to CAN to postpone their agitation programs. The employers' unions, general employees have been launching agitation protesting the decision of splitting CAN into an air service provider and a regulatory body, saying discussion could be held as the bill related to split the CAN is now at the Parliament Committee. The CAN has urged the agitating sides to postpone the ongoing protest programs. Meru Apaharan or My Abduction, a book of travel literature penned by Sarita Aral, has won Uttam Peace Prize 2076 Bikram Sambat. The Uttam Kumar Memorial Trust awarded author Aral, acknowledging her contribution to travel literature in Nepali language. The prize included 100,001 rupees, an appreciation letter engraved in a copper plate. The Print Media National Network, an umbrella organization of print media in the country, has stated that the small investment-run print media are plunging into crisis due to COVID-19 pandemic. A report on the present condition of small investment-run print media prepared by the network study team in collaboration with Press Council Nepal submitted its report to the Secretary at the Minister of Communication and Information Technology on Friday. The report has outlined that the pandemic was worsening the regular operation and other businesses of print media. Veteran artist Shambhu Raj Thapa has passed away this morning. 55-year-old Thapa was admitted to Patan Hospital for treatment 3 weeks ago due to corona infection. Artist Sandeep Lamisani confirmed Thapa's death, who had been active in the field of art for 3 decades. Now, sports news. Cricket Association of Nepal CAN has announced Nepali team for Triangular Cricket Series under World Cup League 2 scheduled in Oman. The Triangular Series would be held among Nepal, Oman and America. A 17-member Nepali team under the captainship of Ganendra Malla has been announced. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. India's drug regulator has approved the world's first DNA vaccine against COVID-19 for emergency use, according to an interim study quoted by the vaccine maker Zydus Cadila Healthcare. The 3-dose Zyco-D vaccine prevented symptomatic disease in 66% of those vaccinated. And the firm also plans to make up to 120 million doses of India's second homegrown vaccine every year. Previous DNA vaccines have worked well in animals but not in humans. India has so far given more than 570 million doses of 3 previously approved vaccines, Covishield, Covaxin and Sputnik V. The U.S. has advised its citizens not to travel to the airport in Afghanistan's capital Kabul without permission from the ground officer of the U.S. command. The U.S. officials have warned of possible security threats at the gates of the airport. Meantime, U.S. President Joe Biden has vowed to take all Americans and the Afghans who helped them to the U.S., but he warned that the mass evacuation mission could be risky and dangerous. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally too cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. And there are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister says 504 Nepalese arrived Kathmandu from Afghanistan till date since 17 August. Health Ministry reports 2,075 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Government prepares to develop BP Kerala Memorial Cancer Hospital into Cancer Research Center. And India approves world's first DNA COVID vaccine for emergency use. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.